Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, everyone. Welcome in to the weekend edition of the KE Report. Corey and Chad here, your hosts for this weekend's edition. Also, your host on our website, kereport.com, our podcast, The KE Report, and now also posting a number of our interviews on YouTube. Just search The KE Report. On this weekend show, we're going to start off by focusing on the resource sector and a commodity that is running, as well as a couple that I think a lot of investors are wondering if they are going to rebound, start some uptrends here. We are chatting with Rick Rule, founder of Rule Investment Media. Rick, it's always great having you on the show and always enjoyable to talk about a number of different sectors. Last time we had you on the show about a month ago, we focused more on precious metals. Now we're going to take a step aside and look at some other sectors, starting with kind of the one bright light for resource investors recently. That's been uranium. Uranium is over $100 a pound on the spot market. It's essentially gone vertical from August of last year, but it really put in a floor back in, let's say, 2016, 2017, and has been moving higher. It's this vertical nature recently, though, that has a lot of investors wondering, is this too far too fast for uranium? Where do we go from here? So, Rick, big picture view on the uranium sector, first and foremost, please.
Two parts of the big picture view. With regards to junior resource speculators, the easy money has been made in the equities. When a commodity goes from hated to tolerated, to admired, to loved, the easy money has been made. And if you are a near-term trader, at the very least, take your money out of the market and maintain an interest that is already paid for with your profits. I've done that. I've sold enough of my basket of juniors that although I still have a lot of stock, I have no cost, no basis in the juniors. But I think there are structural changes around the uranium market. And I think the need for power, particularly electricity that doesn't come with carbon or particulate pollution generation, I think those two things mean that perhaps for careful investors, while the easy money has been made, the big money is ahead. It is highly likely, according to the World Nuclear Association, that in the next 12 to 15 years, the demand for uranium, basic uranium, and uranium enrichment services will double in the very near term, which is to say the 5 to 6 year time frame. We don't have the ability to increase production that fast. Estimates of the current supply deficit range from 30 million pounds to a high of 70 million pounds. My own guess is somewhere in the middle of that. And we have the ability through restarts at Cameco and Kazatomprom to address within the 2 to 3 year time frame between 30 and 35 million pounds of that shortfall. The difficulty becomes in years 3 through 7, how do you address the rest of the shortfall? Because although the uranium price, at least in the spot market, is well north, well above the incentive price needed to bring new mines into production, you don't bring new mines into production overnight. It takes years, sometimes decades, to permit them, to finance them, and to build them. Meanwhile, there are 68 large reactors under construction around the world, and between 110 and 150 in various stages of permitting and financing. So the demand for uranium is continuing, and it's continuing inexorably. There are going to be, I think, without a doubt, supply shortages. I don't think the supply shortages occur in 2024. I think there's ample above ground inventory to get us through 2024. Doesn't mean there won't be a price spike, but there doesn't need to be. But for a few structural reasons, investors in uranium equities who are willing to do the work can look forward to a very good decade.
So, Rick, diving into the companies, then I want to talk jurisdiction. Are you or do you think investors should be more focused on U.S. or North American-focused companies like those in Canada, even in the Athabasca, or even look to some other jurisdictions?
I think that the American U.S. companies will have an advantage in terms of the cost of capital because U.S. equities markets are the most developed equity markets in terms of liquidity in the world, and U.S. Equity markets are underserved with regards to resource issuers in direct contrast to Canada. The difficulty with the U.S. producers is materiality. The amount of uranium that UEC and the other sort of mid-tier American juniors can produce and the amount of gross revenues that they can generate gives them a materiality issue. They will have access to very low cost of capital, including gifts, if that's the right phrase, from the U.S. taxpayer, and they will generate amazing trading liquidity, as they already do on U.S. exchanges, and as a consequence enjoy a lower cost of capital. The difficulty is that it's very hard for me to see total uranium production in the U.S. exceed 12 million pounds. There are other individual mines in the world that will exceed that number. So it really depends on what you want to do. If you want to trade stocks that have liquidity and have built-in non-market advantages, then the United States is your place. There is a certain certainty to the United States. If you are looking for more quantum upside, I think you have to look to the Athabasca Basin in Canada. You have to look for a basin, look to a basin that can deliver extraordinarily high-grade deposits in what is, and I mean Saskatchewan rather than Canada, a better political jurisdiction than the United States. I hope that distinction is clear to your viewers. I'm not suggesting that Canada is a better investment jurisdiction than the United States. I'm suggesting that Saskatchewan is the best resource investment destination in Canada. And I really like Saskatchewan as a domicile for resource investments.
Well, Rick, this brings up an interesting point about the different stages of the uranium stocks. The ones that have run, really, if you look back since 2020, the pandemic crash low to present, a lot of them are up 10x, 20x, and then just in the last year, some of them up 3x, 4x. But those are the more developed companies, some that are near-term producers, some going into production this year. There's a lot of explorers, though, and some that are just building resources that haven't moved yet. Do you see an edge on those earlier stage companies now that some of the big boys have run?
I don't for most of them. I suspect there's about 80 development stage companies, and I suspect 11 or 12 are viable. I think over the next 2 years, you're going to see a separation of the wheat from the chaff. Of course, with the distribution of paradigm and what passes for information on social media, there are probably a lot of $15 million market cap pretenders that will become $100 million market cap pretenders, which is to say that the flotsam and jetsam will rise with the real product. The speculators need to take note. Corey, you have an early memory of the last bull market in uranium. In the last bull market in uranium, we went from at the beginning of the cycle of having five juniors to at the end of the cycle having 500 juniors. But it's important to note that of those 500 juniors that polluted the investment atmosphere of that uranium bull market, at most, there were 25 that were viable, and investors should have known. Much of the hatred that the uranium space enjoys today is a consequence of ill-informed investors who bought uranium at the top at $145 a pound and rode it all the way down to 10.
Oh, isn't that the story of a resource bull market for you, though, hey, Rick? Rick, we're out of time for this segment, but we're having you back on next segment, so everyone stick around. We're going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Oh, we've seen that before in many different sectors, and especially when we're in markets like this here, Rick, where a lot of the other resource sectors are struggling. Everybody seems to follow price, and that means a lot of new uranium companies. Let's use this as a time to switch over to another metal where I think we have already seen some companies bail on it and move into uranium, that being silver. Silver very much stuck in a range, broadly above $20 an ounce, which is higher than prices really from 2014 through 2020, but it's been boring for investors. I know just how much our audience thinks that silver should be providing that torque to the upside. It can really get running maybe when gold breaks out. The problem is silver has been stuck in this range, even putting in lower highs. Rick, what do you think about silver as an investment at these levels?
Well, let's start with the phrase boring. At 871, I love boredom. It's an antidote to terror. So the fact that people are bored by it implies at least one thing to me, which is to say it's out of favor, much like uranium was in 2022. The narrative around silver is such that people have paid attention to its explosive upside, as have I. I've, in fact, experienced it. And what happens is that when people get attracted to the silver narrative, the wrong class of speculator gets involved for the wrong reason. And when they get disappointed, which is inevitable, there is no hatred so fervent as the hatred of a jilted lover. And so the silver market, I would say, perversely benefits from this level of abject hate, which makes it perversely for me an ideal place to play. Their hatred doesn't change the narrative. Their hatred doesn't change the fact that three times in my career, I've seen bull markets in silver that were absolutely preposterous generators of wealth. What it means is that until that moment repeats itself, which I believe it will, I don't have much competition on the bid, which I like. Let's review a few of the facts around silver. When people look at silver and they say that the current price of silver doesn't justify the cost of production, they're only right with regards to primary silver production, that is to say silver produced from silver mines, which is something less than 18% of total supply. Most of the supply of silver comes from recycling or comes as a consequence of byproduct of copper, lead, zinc, or gold mining, which means that at least with regard to the byproduct production from other mines, the price of silver is less important to the production numbers than the price and volumes of other material. What you are seeing here with low silver prices is a reduction in recycling and recycling capacity, because of $25 silver, you can't, as an example, recycle many solar panels. So you are beginning to see supply decreases, but not in a place where the silver bulls, if you will see it, because they haven't done the work. You are seeing a strong surge in underlying fabrication demand for silver around solar and around biomedical. Silver is a fantastic germicide. And there's an expectation this year that well over 1 billion ounces will be used in fabrication. And therefore, a substantial part will be off the market, even with the ultimate recycling that occurs in some industries. What's important to understand, I think, for silver to move, gold has to move first. The precious metals narrative historically has been driven by gold. When the narrative around precious metals begins to attract the generalist investor, they come in the lowest stress names, which is to say physical gold and then the established gold producer. And it's only after the momentum, the price momentum, the price verification has occurred in gold that the silver narrative takes hold. But in my experience, once the silver narrative does take hold, I think because the lower unit cost of silver as opposed to gold and the ability of more people around the world to participate in the silver market, silver moves further and silver moves faster than gold after that's been established.
to that point, then let's talk about stages of projects then. Because recently, look, we all know how expensive it has been to actually build a mine. Even exploration costs are going higher. So how do you decipher and what do you favor over mines that are built, that we have at least some economics, hard economics on in terms of costs, those in construction or development, and those simply still exploring?
The ones that are in production seem to have very little price built in for appreciation. What you have to do is wrap your heads around political risk, operating risk, and financial risk. So let's look at a couple of them just for fun. Hochschilds in Peru. You have to look at some fairly disastrous operating and capital allocation decisions over the last 10 years. If that is behind them, as an example, with investor sentiment around their rare earth spinoff, they are veteran explorers in a spectacular silver jurisdiction. And at present, they enjoy a fairly good relationship with the government of Peru. Moving north to Peñoles, I think you see a company that is roundly hated by the political establishment in that country. And you see a country that has decided to declare war on prosperity by looking at banning open pit mining and by stealing the nation's lithium industry. So the superb mineral endowment that you have and the wonderful labor pool that you have in Mexico, the spectacular infrastructure that you have in Mexico, is beginning to be leavened by the political idiocy that you see in Mexico. You need to take all that into account. Moving on to other companies, Pan American Silver is no longer really a silver company. About 42-43% of the revenue comes from silver. I own Pan American because it still has great leverage to silver. But what investors really need to look at at Pan American Silver is their ability to upgrade the portfolio that they bought from Yamana, focusing on a few good mines and selling off the rest to strengthen their balance sheet, which, by the way, they've done and need to continue to do. But it also has an awful lot to do with their ability to bring either Guatemala or Argentina into production. Pan American is unique among purported silver companies that they have two deposits, one in Guatemala and one in Argentina, probably with an excess of 500 million ounces of high-quality reserves each. In other words, if they got political go-ahead to start the Argentine operation or restart the Guatemalan operation, either mine would double the company's silver output. So, you know, obviously that's worth looking at.
Well, Rick, I'm going to have to cut you off here because we are out of time for this segment on the radio. But look, there's so much more for us to talk about that I'm going to bring you on for the third segment so that we can cover some of the conferences that you have upcoming where investors, those watching the markets, can learn more about Prospect Generators and also learn more about some of the companies that you have within your portfolio. So everyone stick around. We're going to be right back for one more segment with Rick.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Yeah.
USA News Update. President Joe Biden visiting the town of East Palestine, Ohio yesterday at the invitation of the mayor. That visit about a year after the Norfolk Southern train derailment that released toxic chemicals on the town. Biden saying he will be with them till the end and hold Norfolk Southern accountable. A house in Sterling, Virginia, less than 5 miles from Washington Dulles Airport, exploded last night as fire crews were inside, killing one firefighter, injuring at least 11 others, including 9 other firefighters. President Biden saying yesterday he was both not surprised and outraged by reports of the death of Alexei Navalny, the longtime Russian opposition politician and critic of Vladimir Putin, who Biden believes is responsible for Navalny's death. Corey Myers, USA News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Third segment with Rick Rule. First couple segments, we talked about some different resource sectors. Just as a note for everyone listening on the radio, you can listen to the full interview with Rick on our website, kereport.com, or podcast The KE Report, also on our new YouTube channel under The KE Report. Now, Rick, let's shift our focus to a couple events that you are hosting through Rule Investment Media. The first one coming Saturday, April 20th. It's the Prospect Generators Boot Camp. Now, this is a virtual event. It happens all day, 8 a.m. Pacific time. It starts, runs to 4 p.m. I will post a link to this event and another one that we will talk about, but give us a little insights on this Prospector Generators Boot Camp that you're hosting.
Exploration is very out of favor, Corey, and I think that we're going to have a spectacular exploration market in the next 3 or 4 years. And the most efficient way for investors and speculators to participate in the exploration market is through the prospect generators. Companies that understand that mineral exploration isn't an asset-rich game, but rather a knowledge game, somewhat akin to technology. Prospect generators use technical acumen and perhaps commercial or political acumen to develop large-scale geological theses, stake the theses, and propose a methodology to test the theses, and then bring in third parties to do the financial heavy lifting. The idea with a prospect generator is, metaphorically, that you buy a large bag of partial lottery tickets, where the lottery ticket has been paid for by somebody else, not putting all your eggs in one basket, but rather by generating the ideas that build the basket. Statistically, and I know statistics are boring, but I'm boring, I have participated in about 70 prospect generators during my time as a speculator. And the consequence of that is that I participated in 22 economic discoveries in 35 years with the prospect generators, which is to say I've had a success rate approaching 30% in an industry where the expectation of success is 1 in 3,000. It being prospect generators, is simply statistically the most attractive way to participate as a speculator in the exploration business. Prospect generators, because they attract capital from third parties, have to dilute less. Because they have to dilute less, they finance less. Because they finance less, they don't get followed by brokerage firms because there's no commission in following them, which means in addition to being statistically superior investments, they're underfollowed with less competition. Our boot camps, moving on to the information product, are 8 or 8.5 hour long virtual sessions. They are really deep dives. They are not for tourists. They're for real speculators. And we try to cover various topics. We've done uranium, silver, royalty and streaming, development stage companies. We really try to give investors the background that they need to do securities analysis themselves or to understand the methods by which other people are doing securities analysis for them. Our boot camps require between 8 and 8.5 hours of attention, but importantly, the recordings of the boot camps are available to subscribers for a year because it's impossible for you to absorb in 8 hours all of the material that we're going to force into you. The charge to attend the boot camp is $99, and like every educational product offered up by Rural Investment Media, there is a 100% gold-plated money-back guarantee. If you think for any reason that the material that you received is not worth $99, email me, and we will give you a refund, no questions asked.
Well, Rick, let's also talk about another event that you have coming up in July, July 7th through 11th, and that is the Rural Natural Resource Investing Symposium in Boca Raton, Florida. This is an annual pilgrimage where you bring in a lot of great thinkers, a lot of great companies. Talk to us about this event in Boca in July.
When you say annual, by the way, it's almost 30 years old. If it isn't 30 years old, it's happened for a very long time. I humbly believe that the Rural Symposium is the finest natural resource investment symposium on the planet, the very best. It has stood the test of time, first of all. How has it stood the test of time? Well, we assemble great big-picture thinkers, the Jim Rickards, the Doug Caseys, the Nomi Prins, the Grant Williams, the Daniela DiMartino Booths, people who talk to you about the world the way the world really is, not the way that the Joe Bidens or the Justin Trudeaus or the World Economic Forum or the CBC would have you believe. Once that worldview has been well established, and by the way, it's a very atypical worldview, we bring together the finest analysts and portfolio managers in the natural resource space, people who have been successful in resource investing for 30 years, not parachuted in analysts that have failed in technology and failed in consumer products and probably failed in crypto too, but people with 2 and 3 decades of success in natural resource investing. Importantly, we have for 30 years introduced investors to what we call the living legends. These are small groups of entrepreneurs who have each individually built public natural resource companies worth billions of dollars from a standing start. These entrepreneurs tell you how they achieved what they achieved, and their lessons have been invaluable to them as investors and can be invaluable to you, too. Another feature of the conference that I think is unique to my conference is that any public company exhibitor at my conference has to be owned in an account owned or managed by me. Now, sadly, there's no guarantee that because I buy a stock, it's going to go up in price. the guarantee is that every exhibitor at my conference is vetted. At every other conference I know of on the planet, the qualification to be an exhibitor is a check that passes. That's it. At my conference, the attendees have told me that the exhibitors are content too. So all of the exhibitors are vetted. Finally, again, and by the way, you can attend this conference live, which I would prefer, in Boca Raton. There's a lot of nonverbal communication that you miss if you aren't attending live. But you can also attend from the comfort and convenience of your own home or your own office. We have live streamed the conference. In either circumstance, the recordings of the conference will be available to live attendees or live stream attendees, so that the information which is shared at the conference, 4 days of information, will be available to you to absorb over time, which you'll need to do. Again, whether you attend in person, which I would prefer, or via live stream, the tuition for the conference, if you don't think you got your money's worth, is 100% recoverable. Email me. Say, Rick, for whatever reason, I don't think I got my money's worth, and I'll give you your money back. Now, I need to tell you, Corey, I've been making this money-back guarantee for 30 years around my educational products, and I've had to refund about 0.25% of the tuition charged. Nonetheless, I am so comfortable, so proud, frankly, of the content that we're producing that I absolutely, positively am able to confidently guarantee your money back if you aren't delighted with the information products.
Well, I appreciate that very much, Rick. As I said, I will be posting links to each of those conferences so everyone listening can sign up, whether it is in person for the Boca Raton conference or virtual for either. You can take part, and you can, as Rick said, learn a lot at these conferences. I've seen you at a number of them, Rick. So, Rick, thank you so much for taking time with us on this weekend show. Sure, we'll be chatting next month. I hope you have a great rest of your weekend.
Gentlemen, I'm delighted to share this time with you. Thank you so much.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Welcome back, continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the KE Report. I hope everybody enjoyed that more extended interview with Rick Rule. We are going to continue to focus more on the resource sectors. We are now chatting with Jesse Felder, founder and editor of the Felder Report. Now, Jesse, usually we talk more macro data, some economics, as well as tied into the markets. But I want to stick to more of the resource sector here, and I want to start off with the gold mining stocks. It was a couple of years ago that you coined the term the bang stocks, which referred to Barrick, Agnico, Newmont, Goldcorp as what could take over from the high-flying tech stocks. Now, the problem that we have seen, unfortunately, recently is that gold continues to hang right around $2,000. It has made a couple all-time weekly and monthly and quarterly closing highs. However, these bang stocks, the major miners, they continue to struggle. These majors, some are either at or near 52-week lows. Well, I think a lot of other investors are looking at other sectors saying, look at the markets. The markets are doing well. Jesse, make sense of this. Why are the gold stocks in this higher gold price environment still broadly ignored, it seems like?
Well, I think we have to really dial down into what is working well. And literally the only thing that's working well right now are AI stocks. The relative performance of everything else is pretty terrible. I mean, there's been a lot of talk about, look at the small caps, right? Small cap performed, relative performance has been horrendous. But, you know, you look at all of the cyclically sensitive stocks within the market and it's the same thing. Essentially, I think what we've seen as the markets have fully come to, we've had, you know, Magnificent Seven working well, but mainly even within those, it's been Nvidia and Microsoft, the ones that are AI focused, that have done well. Things like, you know, Tesla's rolled over, you know, pretty hard. Apple has struggled. Alphabet disappointed. So even some of the Magnificent Seven are starting to struggle some. But I think what we've done over the last really 6 to 9 months in the stock market, or just markets generally, is fully price in this soft landing narrative where inflation comes down to the Fed's target without creating a recession, right? So We're taking hard landing off the table. We're not going to see a recession, and we're not going to see persistent inflation. This is what the kind of the markets have come to discount. So if you believe that, right, how do you express that view as an investor? You say, okay, great. Well, I'm going to buy all these high flying tech stocks because interest rates are going to come way down again. And we're going back to that pre-pandemic paradigm where what works are the fastest growing stocks in the market, and the valuations continue to go to the moon because the discount rate is so low. At the same time, why do I need to own anything that acts typically as a hedge against higher inflation or a hedge against a hard landing in the economy? You know, things like, precious metals, or any of these, anything else for that matter, that might do well under, a non-soft landing. So I really think that helps kind of explain what's driven the markets, is we've now fully priced in a soft landing. And we, with this CPI report this week, we're starting to see, kind of some chinks in the armor of that narrative.
Well, Jesse, it is a great point that there really isn't an impetus for people to jump into something like precious metals if they believe that the Fed can take a victory lap, that we've tamed inflation, and that we have the soft landing narrative. Also, with the indexes, the S&P, the Dow, and the NASDAQ shooting to all-time highs, there's just not a lot of reasons for people to jump into gold equities. You made the point before this call, though, that the three most hated sectors are the precious metals, the energy space, and Chinese equities. So maybe tie that in too, just that it's not only something that people aren't paying attention to, they almost just don't even like these sectors at all right now.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's one question I like to ask myself regularly, is it's almost kind of a Snow White thing, a mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the most hated stock of them all, And because you usually get some interesting opportunities when you think about that. I think for me, it's a three-way tie between these three things. It's the precious metals mining stocks. It's oil and gas producers. The Chinese equities. All three of these have gotten to the point where investors consider them uninvestable, and that's usually a very good contrarian signal, very bullish signal that everybody who's wanted to sell these things has pretty much had the opportunity and now sold them. And there's not a lot of sellers left out there. And so what does that mean? It means any types of, changes, in these narratives, that something a little bit less bearish, a little bit something, more bullish is going to change sentiment towards these things and change the investor, demand for them. And people, start buying them. And that's how you form a bottom in these kinds of things. So, I think just from purely a sentiment standpoint, they look very attractive. From a valuation standpoint, I'm looking at stocks that trade, literally 2.5 times enterprise value to EBITDA in the energy space. I mean, incredibly cheap. 7-8 times free cash flow for some of the bigger majors, which is ridiculous to get, 12-13%, free cash flow yield, amazing, when the broad stock market is trading at a Shiller-Cape ratio of 30 plus. So I think there's, we could be at an important inflection point here where if we start to see more kind of, like I said, chinks in the armor of this soft landing narrative, we start seeing maybe more signs that inflation is more persistent than investors expect, like the recent CPI report, or more evidence that we could be that a hard landing is more likely than markets currently price. You'll see a shift in demand in these things, right? I mean, the CPI report I thought was very, very bullish for things like the energy space and precious metals space. That if it turns out inflation is persistent and the Fed, hasn't done enough, investors are going to need to own more things like energy and precious metals to hedge against that risk.
Let's balance this out then, Jesse, because again, precious metals prices, or at least the gold price, is doing okay. And the oil price, it's been flat, kind of boring in a sense, but it's still in the 70s, but it's the underlying stocks that aren't doing well. And when you look at the gold miners, is there anything these gold mining companies can do to change the perception? Because if we do see inflation tick back up, it's been one of the arguments we've heard over and over and over again, is that inflation is hurting these gold miners because it's causing their prices to rise. So they're not getting that margin expansion.
Yeah, well, what we're likely to move towards, and I think, you know, we had some talk about this when inflation really started to pick up, you know, a couple of years ago. But I think that if we still see another wave of inflation, and I think that's a real possibility now with signs of a wage price spiral, right? We saw this in the latest CPI report that the supercore inflation is, you know, very strong, which suggests that the rise in goods inflation created this, you know, kind of a need for employees to say, I need a raise. And now that rising wages is creating kind of a positive feedback loop for inflation. It's going to create a situation where either the Fed has to keep rates elevated much longer than people expect, which raises the prospect of a hard landing for the economy, right? If the Fed has to keep rates at 5.5 throughout this year, and with the rising, you know, problems we're seeing in commercial real estate and the banking sector and things, and with as much debt needs to, you know, be refinanced, the prospect of a hard landing just continues to grow. But at the same token, you know, if inflation proves more, you know, the opposite of transitory, which is very persistent and stubborn and difficult to deal with, and it looks like the Fed is going to have to raise rates higher to deal with it, there's going to be a real problem because the federal government can't afford higher interest rates. The federal government can't even afford for rates to stay, very much like a lot of these private sector, you know, borrowers can't afford to refinance debt at current interest rates, that we're running into an area like this with the federal government as well. And so we might be forced into a situation where inflation remains persistent and the Fed has reached its limits of its abilities to deal with it. That is the ultimate bull case for precious metals. That's the type of thing that would, when people start to get an inkling of this, we're going to see precious metals really take off to the upside. So that's what I talk about, the soft landing narrative. Once people start to really come around to the idea that inflation is more stubborn, you know, the gold price has just a ton of potential upside in front of it.
All right, Jesse, thank you very much for your time. It's always interesting chatting with you, and hey, I appreciate our monthly calls. So we will chat again next month. Everybody, thanks for tuning in to this weekend's edition of the KE Report. Just a reminder, go back through the week on our website, kereport.com, and podcast the KE Report to listen to all the daily editorials and company updates we recorded throughout the week. I hope you all have a great rest of your weekend.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.